Well, I was saddened, deeply saddened by the news when I heard it. And certainly my thoughts are with my colleague Steve Scalise and other members and staff who were present, some former staff, police officers that had been injured at the scene, and all of their families. So details are still coming in from Alexandria, but all accounts report that our Capitol Police and their fellow officers from Alexandria showed exceptional heroism, reminding us of the selfless protection they provide us each and every day.
I know you're on the other side, but do you know Scalise?
Yes. I believe we're the same class, if memory serves me correctly, but I do know him.
One of your colleagues from New York, Chris Collins, said that he's going to now start carrying a weapon in public. You spend a lot of time at public events. Do you feel safe when you're doing those?
I do. You know, there's a need, obviously, to grow the respect and civility in our culture. I think that certainly, emotions are part of this arena, but we have to temper those emotions. We need to work steadfastly in a united way to set a good tone. You know, there's differences. I mean, those differences are not only expected, they're essential for the best final product to incorporate all thinking. But we need, again, that civility to be the overriding guidance that enables us to get the people's business done. This attack was cowardly. And an attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. It's perhaps an attack on the American public, because this is the people's house. And, you know, it's hurtful to acknowledge. We have difficult issues ahead of us. That's obvious. And many of those charge emotions. But there's a challenge to us. There's a demand of us to make certain that the tone that emanates from that house, from our House of Representatives, is one that, you know, is about getting the people's business done without hurt and unnecessary hurt, and certainly without hate.
Congressman Tonko, certainly you were in Congress when Gabby Giffords was ambushed at a Congress on Your Corner event. And former Speaker Pelosi today, I understand, mentioned the threats that she receives in her position. I mean, do you think members of Congress should be extended Secret Service protection or at least increased protections after something like this?
Yeah, there might be ways to offer, more security measures. I think that certainly is called for. With the advent of social media, there's more opportunity for strong sentiments to be shared. So, you know, it's part of living in a free society, and we have to make certain that, again, we're as responsive and responsible as possible and, listening carefully to the people.
Just in general, what's been the mood today in Congress as you walk around and talk to people?
I think there's certainly a deep order of sadness, but there's also a sense of conciliatory response. We bear responsibility in large measure, individually and collectively, to set a good tone and to make certain it's respectful. You know, there are always going to be disagreements. There's going to be differences of opinion, but setting a tone of civility and respect is important in a free world.
Congressman Paul Tonko is a Democrat from New York's 20th District. Congressman, thanks for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure, Ian.